You're listening to His Time. It is Friday morning. That means it is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Friday and Creation Club Day. Good to have some time with you this morning. What's up first on our docket this morning?
First of all, we want to make an announcement of the monthly Missouri Association for Creation meeting that will take place Monday, September 14th at Gateway Christian Church. The location is 1951 DePere Road in the St. Louis area. That would be out by Interstate 270, the outer road west there. So people can look that up. Gateway Christian Church, 1951 DePere Road. They're going to begin at 6 p.m. with an early bird video, David Menton's Three Ways to Make an Ape Man. We'll come back to that in just a little bit. That's a really good video. I've seen it. It's about an hour long, 55 minutes long, and really, really excellent. Dr. Menton is always an engaging speaker and very knowledgeable, and he always links the best evidence scientifically to the biblical record and Jesus Christ, our Savior. So it's very good. That's at 6 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock is the main event. Marv Schaefer will be talking about what does the Bible say about creation. And, of course, you know, for us as Christians, that's foundational. How can we know where we came from? Well, the one who made us tells us in his word, the Bible. So he'll be talking about five key things that Scripture says about creation, and he'll answer important questions regarding the implications of man's fall into sin. So that would be great. So once again, for the people in the St. Louis area, it's the monthly meeting of the Missouri Association for Creation, Monday, September 14th. 6 p.m. is a video, Three Ways to Make an Ape Man by Dr. David Menton. And then at 7 o'clock, a live speaker, Marv Schaefer, talking about what does the Bible say about creation. And so listeners in the St. Louis area, we're encouraging you to go if you're able to do that. For those who are not in the St. Louis area, we have many, many listeners who are not in this area. Don't despair, because a lot of the same information is available to you through answersingenesis.org, the Creation Museum. You can order this DVD, Three Ways to Make an Ape Man. So if you go to answersingenesis.org and you order this video, Three Ways to Make an Ape Man, that's something that you can show in your home, you know, share it with your family, your Christian friends. And it's very timely, because that leads into the main topic. Everybody's seen this in the news. It was on the internet yesterday. It was on NPR. It's in the newspaper today. And it's all about bones in South African cave reveal a new human relative. Oh, boy, all this information. And it's exactly the kind of stuff that David Menton is talking about in his DVDs, Three Ways to Make an Ape Man. So why don't we start? You have a little audio clip, I think, that you can play for our listeners if they haven't already heard about this, and then we'll kind of respond to that and hopefully shed some light on this.
Scientists in South Africa have discovered extensive remains of what they say is a previously unknown human species. An international team of 60 researchers excavated and analyzed 1,500 bone fragments so far. They believe belong to at least 15 human-like creatures. It is likely the largest single discovery of early human remains in Africa. And the scientists say there are thousands more bones from bodies stacked on top of each other, still buried in the cave. In life, scientists believe these creatures were a little over 5 feet tall, had surprisingly modern hands and feet, but they also had a primitive pelvis and a brain just one-third the size that of a modern Homo sapiens. Scientists don't know yet just how old these discovered remains are. Some think the species has its roots somewhere at the base of the human lineage, a million or more years ago. But some dispute whether the remains actually belong to a new species or an early form of humankind. The real mystery here is how so many of these long extinct creatures ended up so far inside such an inaccessible cavern. And the researchers say they found almost pristine bones and no sign of predators, floods, or fatal mishaps that could have placed the bodies in the subterranean chamber. Some scientists believe these creatures deliberately put the remains into the cave as part of a rudimentary ceremony for the dead. That would indicate a level of self-awareness so far observed only among humans and their closest relative, the Neanderthals, the scientists say.
Do we need to hear more?
Oh, wow.
Is there more?
There's plenty more to talk about here. But yeah, he gives us a very dramatic telling of the story. And it is a story they love to tell, and they try to dramatize it and try to get people to be all excited about the missing link. And they're not actually calling this one a missing link. In fact, some people say it may have no direct linkage to human beings. It remains to be seen. For our listeners' benefit, first of all, I want to call to their attention that there is a response by Ken Ham at the Answers in Genesis website. So his begins, supposed human ancestor found in African cave. Media is buzzing with news that another supposed human ancestor has been found in an African cave. It was discovered by evolutionist Lee Berger, whose controversial claims about Australopithecus sediba have been in the news off and on since 2011. And there are several links there to articles at the Answers in Genesis website on that very topic. Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell, who frequently writes articles for Answers in Genesis, is working on a full-length article on this discovery, so keep checking the website to read that. But we can say with confidence that this discovery changes nothing about our understanding about the human history. You see, the only eyewitness account of human origins is the one provided by God, our Creator, in the Bible's book of Genesis. No scientist witnessed the origin of man, and evolutionary scientists only believe there were intermediate evolutionary links between an ape-like ancestor and man because they have disregarded God's word and substituted their own fallible opinions in its place. Dr. Mitchell gave me a brief synopsis of the discovery, and this is what she writes. Berger reports the discovery of 15 partial skeletons in a hard-to-reach South African cave, claiming they could be up to 3 million years old. Naming them Homo naledi, Berger believes they are not human, but are a bridge between bipedal apes and humans. London's Natural History Museum's Chris Stringer, another evolutionist, claims Homo naledi and discoveries like it suggest, quote, that nature was experimenting with how to evolve humans, thus giving rise to several different types of human-like creatures originating in parallel in different parts of Africa, end of quotation. Now, we know from God's word that nature did not experiment with how to evolve humans. God told us that he created two humans, as well as all the other kinds of land animals, that includes apes, on the same day, the sixth day of creation. That means that there could be no evolution involved. Whatever species these bones represent, and we will be publishing a more complete report of the discovery and the claims being made about it soon, we know that they cannot be any sort of intermediate between apes and humans. The only way to find an ape man or a bridge between apes and men is to misrepresent fossils of either apes or humans as something in between. But all humans, even varieties of humans that we no longer have with us, like Neanderthal, were all descended from the first two people that God made. So are we. And all apes, even extinct varieties of apes, are all descendants of the kinds of apes that God made in the beginning. Scientific observation reveals that all living things, including apes and humans, only vary and reproduce within their created kinds, never evolving into new kinds. This scientific observation affirms what God decreed in the beginning, as recorded in Genesis chapter 1, that all would reproduce after their own kind. So once again, Ken Ham says that we're going to be having a longer article about this, so check back at the Answers in Genesis website for more information. But in the time that remains for us, I would like to summarize what Dr. Menton says in that DVD, which I encourage our listeners to get and view, and when they get their friends who believe in evolution saying excitedly about this new find, say, sit down and watch this DVD with me, and it's going to change your view very quickly. So basically, Dr. Menton in his DVD, and he's an anatomist and very, very knowledgeable on the anatomy of humans and apes, and in this DVD, he gives examples of both and the supposed ancestors, and he shows very well why evolution just doesn't fit the fossil evidence or scientific evidence at all, let alone not matching God's word, the Bible, which is the most important thing. But he says, here's three ways to make an ape, but the only three ways you can make an ape man. Number one, you combine ape fossil bones with human fossil bones and declare the two to be one individual, a real ape man. And a perfect example of that is Piltdown Man, found in 1912, and people for 40 years, the world's top scientists were bamboozled by this and believed it was a real fossil. And 40 years after it came out, they discovered something they should have seen right away. It was a hoax. It was a human skull combined with an ape's jawbone and even a tooth from a chimpanzee that was added. You know, so it was like from three different individuals. It was a human, I think it was an orangutan mandible, and then a chimpanzee tooth that was added. And, you know, it was a complete fraud, a complete hoax, and yet people were bamboozled by this. And that was an example of combining fossils from different creatures and trying to make an ape and a man out of combining fossils that didn't really belong to the same organism in the first place. Secondly, emphasize certain human-like qualities of fossilized ape bones, and with imagination, upgrade the apes to be more human-like. Or number three, emphasize certain ape-like qualities of fossilized human bones, and with imagination, downgrade humans to be more ape-like. So in the second of those three ways to make an ape, where you take an actual ape fossil, but you try to emphasize what you think are more human-like qualities, that would be what they did with Lucy, the famous fossil of the Australopithecus afarensis. And they want to try to make Lucy to look more human-like. And our artist renderings often have her standing fully upright with human-like feet and a human-like gaze and so forth. Well, that's bogus. And at the when you go to the Creation Museum, you can see a reconstruction that fits the actual evidence. You know, Lucy, even the scientific designation shows it was an ape. Australopithecus, that means southern ape. And so with all the evidence that you get, you realize, oh, the fingers on the hands were not human hands. They were clearly hands like an orangutan from a tree swinging ape. And likewise, mm-hmm. By looking at the wrists and so on, you can see it was a knuckle dragger. It was able to walk on all fours and could either swing in the trees or walk on all fours with its knuckle walk, not a human upright walk. Likewise, they found Lucy didn't have her feet, but other specimens of the Australopithecus do have the feet, and they were orangutan feet. So once again, they tried to take an ape and turn it into a man by emphasizing what they thought were ape-like or human-like features, but that's bogus. In fact, something Mary Leakey found in Africa, they found footprints that are fully human footprints, and Dr. Manton even confronted her and said, if they're fully human footprints, why wouldn't they have been made by people? And she says, silly boy, there are no humans around at that time. And it's like, okay, we know there are no humans around. Why? When you actually have human footprints, doesn't that prove there were humans at that time? But, you know, if you don't want to believe it, you don't want to believe it. And then the third example here about emphasizing what they would call ape-like qualities of fossilized human bones is what they did with Neanderthal. So Neanderthal, even back in the 1800s when it was originally found, you know, people said this is fully human. But there were people who wanted to believe the evolutionary fairy tale, so they said, no, these wouldn't be fully human. And so they tried to emphasize what they would consider ape-like qualities of the fossil remains. Well, this many years later, when people have examined all the stuff that we have, and now we have hundreds of examples of Neanderthal, we know Neanderthal was fully human. And while he wouldn't necessarily look like you or me, there's a lot of variation already in still living human beings. So Australian Aborigines are not exactly looking like somebody from Scandinavia or like somebody who's an Eskimo. You know, all the different people on Earth, there are variations within the created kind of humans, but there's only one human race, and we're all human, even if we don't all look exactly the same. And so Neanderthal, with all the information we have today, was fully human. They truly buried their dead. In the case of this new find, they speculate that they don't know how all these bones got deep in this cave. It's like 300 feet in this cave, and the researchers had trouble even reaching it because there were some crawl spaces where it was only a little over 7 inches wide. So they had to recruit women cave searchers who were willing to go into this cave. They called them underground astronauts because they had to crawl so far back into this cave where it's inaccessible. And so they're wondering, did they bury their dead or how did they get there? And so some speculate that they buried their dead. Well, maybe, or maybe if they're not human, then maybe humans brought them there. But to be that far in the cave, they don't know how did they get in there, because researchers today, you know, you have to have an artificial source of light to get there, and it's so far in there and so inaccessible, you know, how did they get there? That's a mystery. But And they didn't find fully articulated skeletons. This is always something important for people to realize, too, because you see an artist's rendering, and then you see these bones assembled together, but the bones were not assembled together. They have 1,500 bone fragments from at least 15 different creatures, and they say there's an infant, a child, an adult, and an elderly specimen, they believe, as well as bones of other creatures like mice and birds and other vertebrates they found mixed together in there. And they assembled, which you can see in the picture there, what looks like a skeleton, but you don't even know that all those pieces actually belong together. So there's a lot of speculation, and you'll notice there is not a complete skull. They have fragments of a skull, most of a jawbone with some teeth, and then there's in the picture there, arm bones and finger bones and leg bones and fingers and some vertebrae and a few fragments of ribs, but it is not by any means a single complete articulated skeleton. So when you're putting jigsaw puzzle pieces together as they are here, there's a chance to play fast and loose. So we want to get together. God created Adam, and he sent his second Adam, Jesus, to rescue us from our sin, to give us eternal life. Check it out at answersingenesis.org.
Very good. Thank you, Pastor Worth. Blessings on your weekend.
God bless you, too.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.